By the end of the beating, his body was just trying to survive. You left him out there by himself, but he wasn't alone. There were his lifelong friends with him. Friends that he had grown up with. You're probably wondering who these friends were. First, he had the beautiful night sky with the same stars and moon that we used to look at through a telescope. Then he had the daylight and the sun to shine on him one more time. One more cool, wonderful autumn day in Wyoming. His last day alive in Wyoming. His last day alive in the state he always proudly called home. And through it all, he was breathing in for the last time the smell of Wyoming sagebrush and the scent of pine trees from the snowy range. He heard the wind, the ever-present Wyoming wind, for the last time. He had one more friend with him, one he grew to know through his time in Sunday school and as an acolyte at St. Mark's in Casper, as well as through his visits to St. Matthew's in Laramie. I feel better knowing he wasn't alone.